I have to recognize that every idea that I've had to bounce it off a sponsor and get told how stupid the idea was, right? I've had to do that since I got sober, because every idea was, hey, I'm 23, you know, let me like date this 19-year-old girl who still lives at the college that I used to go to. It's like 4 hours. It's fine. It'll work out, right? Tell my sponsor. He's like, hey, that sounds really stupid, kid, right? Don't do things like that. I did it anyway, obviously. It didn't work out. But at the end of the day, I have to realize that when I make decisions for myself, they don't end well. And the decisions that I make today are bounced off of another individual. And if I can be that individual for somebody else, it helps me to stay sober. Right. So that's like when it comes to the 12th step, the literal, you know, the biggest idea behind the 12th step is working with other people, right? Reaching my hand out, working with other people. And then comes the other stuff to make sure that these groups can maintain. Make sure that people can come to Alcoholics Anonymous and feel like they belong here. Because when I walked into AA, I had 1,000 reasons never to come back to a meeting. You people annoyed me. It felt like a youth group. I've been in one of those. They're really fucking annoying. And I didn't want to do it again, but I didn't leave with 1,001 reasons. And that's because of you. Because you taught me what it means to be a member of an organization like this, of a fellowship like this. Right, and you did that by reaching your hands out to someone who didn't want to talk to you. Got a number of a guy who didn't want you to have his number. Right. Included me when I was never included before that. People didn't want me around before I got sober, and people wanted me around in here. You know. But I mean, when it comes to the actual concept of service right now, my service includes being a chair of a committee while I'm also working a full-time job, planning a wedding. And I have had many conversations with my sponsor about how that is definitely service, not doing it for fun anymore. What it means to me today is that I came into Alcoholics Anonymous without any reason to live. I didn't care. I mean, they told, like, you sit in the rehab, right, and they tell you, like, oh, look to your left and look to your right. Like, one of you guys isn't going to make, or some bullshit about statistics or whatever. And it's like, what? That doesn't affect me. I don't care. I drank to find oblivion. I didn't care what happened to me. Right? If I didn't wake up the next day, a lot of times when I did wake up, I wish I didn't. Right? So for you to tell me I was going to die, it's like, it is what it is. Right? But I came to Alcoholics Anonymous and I found what my purpose was. It's to keep my mind straight so that I can help the next person. Right? So I'll tell you if you're new in here, because I mean, I'm sold on AA. Right? I come to meetings today because people are not sold on AA yet. Right? That's the reality. Is that they don't want to do what we do because they don't feel like it's going to work for them, just like I didn't want to do what you did because I didn't think it was going to work for me. So at the end of the day, if you're new in here and you don't buy what we're selling, that's okay. If you don't get what I'm talking about, that's all right. But I'll tell you what they told me in the beginning. Get the fuck over yourself. You're not special. Your problems aren't special. They're not unique. And if you're so stuck in yourself, just like I was, that I can't extend my hand to the next person, because my problems are so significant, then I'm not doing the only thing that I'm designed to do anymore, is to stay sober and help other alcoholics. So that's all I got. Thanks.